Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, pictures of people cuddling a young chimp might be cute, but according to the International Union for the Conservation of Nature, they may hamper conservation efforts. Dr. Letitia Marischal is a primatologist at the University of Lincoln who has helped devise a new set of guidelines, and she joins us now on News Talk. Good afternoon, Letitia.
Good afternoon. Hi.
We've all seen pictures of people, celebrities or scientists, cuddling a chimp. Why is that a bad idea to disseminate pictures like that?
Yes, unfortunately, we have seen quite a lot on social media, TV, etc. And it's quite bad because for three main reasons, in fact. First, that image of people with primates can distort the public understanding of primates, thinking they are not dangerous, there is no risk for the health of human and primates. So it makes them seem that they are appropriate to be considered as pets, which unfortunately increase the illegal pet trade of these animals. And it also undermines conservation efforts that scientists, researchers, and conservationist organizations try to raise in these countries as well.
Yeah, but in what way does it undermine those conservation efforts?
So, for example, when you have a picture of a celebrity or different researcher people with these animals, often, even if you have a message of conservation linked with this picture, when they are after gone viral in social media, the text and associated understanding of the conservation effort and the issue related to these animals is often lost. It's not translated in different languages. So then after you only have left with the picture with this animal out of context, and so people want to do the same, which obviously to do the same, these animals are often poached in the wild to provide tourists with an opportunity to take a picture close to these animals.
Mm. Ideally, should we just not have any sort of contact with primates at all?
Yes, no contact at all would be much better. What the guidelines suggest is not go closer than 7 meters, particularly to avoid pathogen transmission. So disease like, for example, COVID-19, which is one example, to keep the distance, safe distance, having the mask, all of this, what we have now for the pandemic, are actually really good advice for if you want to encounter primates or wild primates.
Letitia, thank you very much for speaking with us today. That was Letitia Marischal, a primatologist at the University of Lincoln. You are listening to the Moncrief Show on News Talk.
Moncrief on News Talk.